Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Live from the annual Minucian Festival celebrating the banishment of the big pink long trouser snakes, we present a wheezing, groaning sound which we believe to be the only Doctor Who podcast in existence. My name is John Raine, and joining me are two men who are never afraid to behave badly. Tom Neal and Paul Litchfield.
Hello!
So stop hissing about and strap in for what is sure to be a brilliant time. As we try and find out just which snake is Tegan thinking of. Is it a Nyssa one? And when we find out, will she still love us tomorrow?
Oh, lovely.
What's coming to that?
Yes, it's Snake Dance.
Hey!
But what was on telly at that time?
A lot, Austin. it's Tuesday, the 18th of January, 1983.
Again, 4 days hence.
Oh, yes.
Gosh, we're like our own little time travellers, aren't we? Well, in a way, aren't we all time travellers?
Well, in a way, haven't we just travelled forward in time, just then, as I was speaking?
Whoa.
And this table is resplendent with snacks and drinks. We have Polos, Pellegrino, Coke Zero for the... lovely old Cadbury's 12.
There
going
you go.
On. Oh, there's crumbs from
Hot Ones.
Sorry, what was on TV? 6:30 started with breakfast. Of course, didn't it? With Frank Boff and Selina Scott. Lovely Selina Scott.
Oh, yes. Lovely Frank Boff.
A lovely Frank Boff.
All he did was love too much.
Loved a lot, too much.
Yes.
He lived as he died in leather.
Oh, yeah, is he dead now?
Oh, no.
Must be. Boff? Do you reckon Boff's gone?
What, the guy from the Johnny English films?
No, the guy from Breakfast Club. Right. Frank Boff. He must be. Do we know, ladies and gentlemen?
Is I'm going to look it up live on air.
Okay.
Let's spin the roulette wheel.
he died alive? In 2020.
And how many years young was he?
He was born in
1933. So he was that.
So he was what? 104.
No.
I'm just like...
imagine if you were 104.
Andrew Frank Boff.
So he was 84. 80-something, 87, I don't know. Fuck, maths is terrible. Not my strong point. I've just embarrassed myself. Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. Frank Boff.
Well, we'd better move on.
Okay.
Thanks, Boff. After breakfast was television for schools and colleges.
Oh.
Courses included.
Ooh.
France, pottery,
ooh,
the Walrus, and Europe.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh. I'm so sorry. After that was Songs of Praise on a Tuesday.
What?
It's a Sunday show.
Yeah.
What's Songs of Praise doing on a Sunday? But sorry, we got lost. St. John's Church in Southall it comes live from.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have Songs of Praise on at 3:05 on a Tuesday.
Was that Seacombe?
No, he did Highway.
No, he was Highway.
Oh.
That was ITV's Songs of Praise.
Yes, and he'd sing a song at the end, wouldn't he?
I dreamed a dream.
Did he sing about where he was, or did he not? Like,
I've been to Cambridge today. Me.
Did you do any of that?
No, I don't think so.
There's the famous All Right on the Night clip, isn't it, where he's singing and a dog's rubbing its ass on the ground.
That's right, yeah.
It's really good. It's rubbing its bum, really, down a gradient.
No manners, but what a critic.
Yeah. After Songs of Praise, at 20 to 4, was Lynn Marshall's Everyday Yoga.
Oh,
day 7, the lion's jaws.
What? The lion's jaws?
Is that a position? The lion's jaws.
God.
Right.
You see, right down the lion's throat.
Good God.
I'd like to put my head in there.
I wonder if that lion can be tame.
Lynn,
really are a beautiful beast.
King of the jungle, queen of the bedroom, eh? Lynn Marshall.
I take great pride in bedding you, Lynn, in bedding you, Lynn Marshall.
What a roaring time. Fucking. Sorry. That's Lynn Marshall's Everyday Yoga. Day 7, the lion's jaws.
Lion's jaws.
But don't worry, because after that, at 20 to 5, it's only animal magic.
Hooray!
Yes, Johnny Morris is joined by Terry Nutkins.
Oh!
Johnny has to clean a crocodile's teeth. Terry, of course, is wet again.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, no.
Hello, I'm a crocodile.
Oh, that's good, yeah. You're going to, you know me, I'm a crocodile. You're going to brush my teeth out. Yeah.
Yes, I've come to brush your teeth.
Hello, I'm Timmy the Toothbrush. Even I've got a voice.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Johnny Morris's penis. Terry Nutkins just walking and goes, I'm going to fuck Lynn Marshall.
I've got a voice for that stump of yours if you want to hear it, Terry.
Oh, don't. No.
Don't remind me. That's from Terry Nucky's impression. Oh, don't remind me. I don't want to know.
Do you think when Terry Nutkins went for a curry and everyone was like, oh, this curry's a bit otter. He's like, where?
I bet Johnny does the otter's voice. I
tell you what, Terry Nutkins.
I've had your fucking finger. I'll have your fucking knob in a minute.
Johnny, you're drunk. Go home.
No.
You're a mean drunk, Johnny Morris.
Oh, look, there's an ant's nest. I'll do all the voices. Hello. 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 Bonjour.
Johnny Morris just pulled down my Lynn Marshall photo.
When you say, when Terry Nutkins goes to see a film and asks, is Rayleigh Otter in it?
Where?
Yeah, is Rayleigh what?
That's a French otter. Do you think when he goes for a curry and they say, would you like the tarker? Where?
That's gold.
Yeah.
That it's like a normal gold curry, yeah, but it's a bit otter. I love you, Lynn Marshall.
Can I be in this segment? No, you've already been in yours.
You weren't even in it.
You're not even in it. You're not even in the Songs of Praise. Go away, Harry Secombe.
No.
Of course, it was all Johnny Morris doing the voices.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know what he's like.
He's a mean drunk.
Yeah, he's such a mean drunk. Honestly, I had a drink with him about 20 years ago. Such a mean drunk. There was a dog sleeping in the fireplace, and Johnny immediately makes him so. Hello, I'm Hitler the dog.
I'm your pint.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's good. I'm your poo about to come out your bum. Oh, Johnny. Johnny.
Oh, I'm a packet of peanuts.
Hello, I'm the tits behind the peanuts if you take them off pastry peanut woman. But actually, not, that's not a woman's voice. This is one of her breasts. Hiya, I'm a talking nipple. Johnny.
Such a mean drunk.
Mean drunk. After Animal Magic was Grange Hill.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Oh, great.
Dun,
no, dun, no, no, no. 84.
No. It's not your bum, ba, dum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. If you still be the sausage on the fork.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, very much so.
No, of course, no. It'll probably be a...
It'll be some smashed avocado on a spoon.
Yeah, it'll be a Bitcoin on a dongle. <That's> like, <isn't it? laughs> Bonkers broken Britain.
Bloody happy slapping on a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, episode 5, Zamo plays truant.
He's not into heroin yet, maybe.
Not into heroin yet.
I think that was later.
Loves the heroin, though, doesn't he?
He was a beast for it.
Loves it. And then we have to go through the just say no phase, don't we? Just say no!
Just say no.
It's all dubbed.
They got to go and meet Nancy Reagan, didn't they?
They did. And they all smoked drugs in the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a spliff flying. Yeah.
Do you think any of them, I think that's what they say now.
Yes.
To look cool. Because they met an awful woman and sort of did
awful woman.
An awful woman.
An extraordinary woman.
Yeah. Cool woman. Awful. Little throwback there, everyone.
Yeah.
The talons all.
What the kids call an Easter egg.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. After Grange Hill was the news, and then after that, at 10 to 7 is Doctor Who.
10 to 7?
Snake Dance.
Paul, is there a write-up?
There is.
No.
There is. Here we go. 500 years after being exiled, the Mara is returning home to the planet Manusa. And it's using Tegan's subconsciousness to get into the TARDIS.
Wow.
That's
baffling if you don't know what's going on with any of that.
Yeah. It's not quite accurate.
No, it's not quite accurate.
It doesn't want to get into the TARDIS. It doesn't really...
No. No. It's not interested in the TARDIS at all.
No.
People are going, Kate O'Mara's in this.
After that was the two Ronnies.
Hey.
By the Sea. That's their silent.
Oh, fuck, I loved By the Sea.
Have you ever seen that, By the Sea?
No.
It's just a silent film.
They don't talk, but they go, and it's in slight fast forward.
Like they do in...
No, I'm not having that.
Being very
You're not having it. There's a little boy puts crab down a woman's knickers.
Yeah.
Oh, there
very
you
funny.
Go.
Ronnie Barker looks at loads of big-breasted women. And his monocle falls out all the time. Yeah. He looks at Kia, a woman, and there's a painting frowning at him. And then when he covers the Kia, the painting is now smiling. Which is a joke that they borrowed. I don't know if they, obviously, anyone in America saw By the Sea.
Mm.
But if you watch the remake of The Lady Killers,
oh, wow.
They do that exact joke. A painting that changes its expression.
Yeah. We can officially reveal the Coen brothers are a fan of Two Ronnies.
Huge Two Ronnies fans.
That's the one where Ronnie Corbett murders sea turtle.
That's the
in
one.
A tribute to the, he just watched Cannibal Holocaust.
That's right.
And he wanted to do the same.
But he all it does,
and the tortoise is going...
There's lots of Ronnie Barker looking at big-breasted women and dropping his ice creams. Oh! Yeah. Just because he sees
I think that sounds interminable.
You should see the sound effect they use when he's ejaculate busts through his trousers. Olympian speed.
Sound of Concord.
He kind of goes... And he goes...
Yeah, etc. Mm-hmm. After that was, oh, fucking hell, The Boys and the Black Stuff.
Oh!
Holy moly. Sometimes hilarious, often gripping, but mainly a pathetic evocation of man at the end of his tether, says the write-up.
Wow. This is a good, Saturday, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
you've had it all. You've had Lynn Marshall.
Yeah.
The Lion's Jaws.
Yeah.
I'll bed you, Lynn Marshall.
I'll bed you if it kills me, Marshall. You want to see the lion's jaws, eh? All I've got is a mouse's tongue. Matsu tongue.
Mousy
tongue.
I'm saying things that rhyme with things. Anyway, that was The Boys of the Black Stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that was a documentary about the Foreign Legion, but no write-up.
Well, they probably all left to join it.
Yeah.
For the first time, we lift the lid on the Foreign Legion.
The Foreign Legion.
Does the Foreign Legion still exist?
It's not all hats with flaps on the back.
Yeah. There's a lot of work to be done in this Foreign Legion. And John, recent joiner of it, crap, has to scrub the Sahara with the toothbrush.
What is their purpose?
Aren't you sent to them as some sort of, like, it's like an army prison, isn't it?
Well, joining the Foreign Legion was
joining.
Oh, it wasn't it like I'm going
to
give up? I'm going
to running away
leave?
To join
the Foreign Legion. But couldn't you also be sort of like sent to the Foreign Legion if you were bad?
Get sent to Coventry.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
And Reading.
Yes. Well, that's BBC
I
one.
Have nothing to declare but my genius.
Mm.
You smug cunt. Can't get in prison.
BBC Two started at 11:25 with Close Down. Brilliant.
Thanks for trying.
Start at 11:25. Closes down
does
until 5:10.
Does that mean you turn on your TV ready to watch BBC Two and it came on for a millisecond?
Yeah. And then basically, like it's just remembered something and then. Yeah.
Well, is there? Would it still be the national anthem?
Yeah.
Would you turn it? Ba, 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 ba,
for
ba,
6 hours.
Yeah.
They obviously must jazz it out.
To fill that 6 hours, they could have just played Don McLean's American Pie once.
Yes. Yeah. Or this is the end by the Doors twice.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So after closing down, it then wakes up again at 5:10 with Around with Alice. Peter Alice plays golf and talks to Dan Maskell.
Oh, wow.
Who's Dan Maskell?
He invented masculine.
He invented being masculine.
Yes, he did.
Because up until that point, everyone was, hello, dear.
Can't believe we burned all of our golfing
jokes. I was just
going
to say,
last week.
Livid.
Yeah.
Livid. After Around with Alice was Robinson Crusoe of Clipper Island. What?
Huh?
What? Mm. More adventure with Marla, his stallion, Rex, and Buck, the St. Bernard dog. What?
Well, where's Man Friday?
What the fuck is Robinson Crusoe Clipper Island with Mala, his stallion, and Rex, and Buck, the St. Bernard dog?
I wonder if it was one of those... Sometimes when I was little, you used to get, like, Italian or Spanish stuff that was dubbed over.
It could well be.
Maybe one of those.
I'm the storyteller. They were all foreign little ones, weren't they?
Ha, ha, ha! Welcome to my hotel!
Yes. You'll never get away with it, Pierre. He got away with it.
Mm.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. After that was The Waltons. The Waltons? On BBC Two?
Good night, Johnny Mathis.
Good night.
Good night, my great sex.
Good night. You're Why don't we see it in the morning when they all go, morning, bitches! It's the Bottoms you want to see.
Yeah. Wake up! Smashing things. Everybody awake! I'm having one of my night fears.
My night tremors. This must be a riveting episode, the Waltons. Mary Ellen just can't cook breakfast.
Oh, fuck's sake.
What, she'd be beheaded or something? No arms or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Kitchen's been repossessed.
She's had a stroke. She just kept staring at the kitchen sink for 3 hours.
I can't do it.
I can't cook breakfast. Miss Cathcart want to be a Walton coat. The fuck is a Walton coat?
Peggy, you'll never fix breakfast, Peggy.
Do you ever used to watch the Waltons? I used to. Just always like, why am I watching this?
Yes.
Dull.
That and the fucking
dull
Sullivans.
The Sullivans.
I used to watch it thinking, why am I watching this? And Sons and Daughters.
Yeah. Sons and daughters, love and laughter, tears and sadness and happiness. Do you remember that?
No.
No.
Never seen an episode of The Waltons. I just know all the sort of the bits.
You just know the bits.
Nothing yeah.
People only knows the end, isn't it? Good night, everyone. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Ma. Good night, Lala.
Get out of my bed, Grandpa. Yeah.
Good night, Optimus Prime.
Good night.
Good night, humans.
Good night, God. Ta-ta.
Good night, Sam Witwicky.
Good night, Sarlacc Pip.
Good night, Limbit Opec.
Good night. Good night, cheeky girls. Cheeky, cheeky.
Good night, Harold Shipman.
I'll kill again. Yeah. Oh, lock Harold's door, actually, just in case. Good night, Sooty.
Good night, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
Good night, Dr. Cream.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Teeth and his electric band.
After that was Russell Hartu.
Oh,
Russell Hartu.
Russell
Hartu. Russ talks to Linda Ronstadt. She don't know much, but she knows I love you.
Healing better now that we're through.
Does that mean one day we might be reading this and it might be the either set, no, what is it, Grace Jones episode?
Oh, yeah, might be one day.
Yeah, maybe they'll cross over.
He also got attacked by Rod Hull and Emu, didn't he? Everyone did
he?
Did.
Yeah, everyone got attacked by Rod Hull and Emu.
But this one was particularly fierce. Like, Emu had a penis and had sex with
him.
And Rod was literally going, I can't control this.
It's not actually me.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not doing this. Here are both my hands.
Floor manager runs on going, will you stop it? And he's going, look, it's not me.
It's not me. It's come alive.
Meanwhile, poor Russ is over the chair crying.
Crying. Bleeding from the cranium.
And they have to wait. Because you can't pull the emu off, as it were, because it gets very dangerous.
Yeah. Well, yeah, very dangerous. It's like a crab. It'll just keep putting the pressure on.
Yeah, it's like the face hugger
like
from Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they eventually get emu off, and Russell's like, oh, my God, all that. Later on in the green room, he's eating food, and an egg comes out of his stomach.
Because the emu, obviously, has acid for blood.
Yeah. The face hugger is impregnated. Ah,
And you know, inside horrible. The egg, a tiny little Rod Hull.
Yeah.
What came first?
Tiny Rod Hull that goes, hello, my mama, hello, my mama, hello, my baby.
What came first? The emu or the Rod Hull?
Yeah.
We just don't know.
The ultimate
Solve
question.
Solve that, boffins.
Yeah.
If you dare.
Tragically. When Rod fell off the roof, the little Rod was in his pocket and he also died. So the legacy couldn't continue.
No. Emu pushed him, do you reckon?
I reckon
on the roof.
Did.
Emu pushed
him. Yeah.
Emu, what you doing? I could talk all along, you bastard.
And then he flies back to his home planet.
Yeah. Planet of evil.
Emu, yeah.
Emu actually is an acronym for evil.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Evil Malagulu, which is his alien name.
Anyway, that's Russell Hartu. After that was Doctor's Dilemmas.
Oh.
Doctor's Dilemmas episode is called The Vicar's Daughter. Blimey. The Vicar's Daughter.
Where's Bert?
Oh, she's in a dilemma. What, Bert for The Vicar's Daughter?
Yeah. I don't know if there's no guarantee,
Bert to go
is
on.
No. Nothing. If he's going to pay for Doris to go to her sister's, he needs a
John's
guarantee.
Still an emu. Still there.
I am,
he's
yeah.
replaying it. Egg ashes. Poor Russell Harty.
Horrible, horrible.
They had to cover it up.
Oh, it's all covered up. It's all
they said
up.
He died of a heart attack.
It's all covered up. They blamed it on Spit the Dog, but, you know.
But he doesn't lay eggs. Not that sort, anyway.
Doctor's Dilemma is the Vicar's daughter.
Yeah, Vicar's daughter. Mm.
Do you reckon she's up the family way?
I think she means the family way,
she's in the family way.
There's a bun in the oven.
She's got a bun in the oven.
And it's not Mother's Pride.
From that French guy moved in down the bottom of the crescent.
Not Jean-Pierre.
Scandal.
Oh, no.
That's Doctor's Dilemmas.
Fair enough.
And then after that was Classically Cuban.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
No dance.
The Rise of Ballet in Cuba.
No.
And that was your television delights on BBC One.
Oh.
On BBC Two, it was slightly slim pickings.
Well, it's
but why were you watching any of that?
Oh, why? Yeah. Although I would like to watch a Russell Harty being attacked by emu and having an egg hatch out of his stomach.
Impregnated by emu.
Yeah.
Sorry, evil Malau.
Evil Malau from the planet Evil.
The planet Evil.
All covered up, of course.
It's like an arrow. When he's flying back to his home planet, he's like, I bet he's like an arrow.
Yeah.
Incredibly.
Speed of...
like a phoenix. Bloody BBC covering up something else.
Covering up, bloody.
Jimmy Savile next door laughing up his sleeve.
Yes.
Saying,
wait
till you hear about me.
Sure.
Where did they get a load of me?
Is that Emu? Where did they get a load of me?
Oh, boy.
That's right, you asswipes. I can talk.
Rod's just sitting there going, what is
Rod's
going
like,
on?
Look, I'm 10 foot.
Nothing to do.
The thing is alive. I've been telling you for years.
Rodney.
But
why?
Because we open in media res.
Yay!
Oh, we do.
To a sad old man who looks a bit like Roger McGough.
Does
sat
he?
In a desert.
Yeah.
And we don't know why.
No.
But we will find out.
I'm sat here with my head in hand, surrounded by lots of sand.
Very good. I actually wrote one he could write. I've got a Roger McGough poem for later.
Oh.
I've written one for later. Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah,
let's have it.
Do it now?
Yeah.
Here's a snake for your wrist. It won't make you pissed. The venom will act faster on a big Tory bastard.
Well done, Roger.
Very
thanks,
good.
Roger.
Yeah, very
thank
good,
you,
Roger.
Roger.
So the doctor announces they're not where they should be. There are traces of antimatter, but there's no danger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nyssa, meanwhile, pops in and is like, hey, look at me in my new nice CNA
like
costume.
She got pissed, got on a quad bike and went through a jumble sale to grab anything.
She looks like
put it on.
She's wearing Hester's clothes from French Fields.
She does, yeah. She looks very French Fields.
Or Fresh Fields, wherever.
Fresh Fields.
Wherever you want to come from. But he couldn't give a shit.
No.
Hey, doctor, look at me. He's like, eh.
Whatever.
So then she announces they've arrived at Manusa. And then she reads up what it is, because he's like, well, this planet rings a bell. What is it? So she rings up and she says, it's the Sumeran Empire's former home. And he's like, what?
Ba-ba-ba?
Yeah, so, and he's like, well, how did we get here? And then he goes, oh, by the way, you look nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you look
she's
great.
Like, men.
Am like, have right? you done something wrong? Have you lost an arm? And she's like, no.
No, <Changed."> doctor.
But then he's like, well, this might have been Tegan's fault. Because she set the coordinates.
Yeah.
Explain Tegan. She's like, I've got no recollection of that, doctor.
I'm going to take us to a fucking ripping planet.
Doctor, I'm feeling a bit crook.
I couldn't give a 4X about where we're going.
I'm feeling rather ripper. In that lovely bedroom. So much bedroom action in Davidson's Doctor, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's always the girl's bedroom.
Yeah.
It's almost like they built a set and they thought, well, we'll have to use it.
You have to use it all the time. Mm. Yeah.
She said, yeah.
She's having a sleep.
She's having a little kip.
She's having a dream of a snake-shaped cave.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
bellow.
It's like she's at Thorpe Park, about to get on a log flume.
Yeah. She's about to go on bloody nemesis, mate, and I haven't got stripped in properly. So she wakes up screaming. Ah!
Screaming.
And Nyssa says, what's wrong? And then the doctor comes in and goes, tell us about your dream. You've had it before, haven't you? And Nyssa's like, chill the fuck out.
Leave her alone.
He's right in her face.
Was I in it? What was I doing?
Right
my shirt on.
Right up a grill, isn't it?
Was I doing the balloon dance with Malcolm?
Malcolm Hardy.
Malcolm Hardy.
Was I in it? Was I in it? What did I look like? Did I look cute?
It was just, her dream was literally just Peter Davison doing the in the nude. Then turn around and show his bumhole.
Some screwdrivers up there.
That's where it's been. They lament its loss later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on it. You know what I mean? Mm. I was tapping my nose for everyone listening. So Nyssa asks Tegan why she's screaming. The doctor asks Tegan to think about where they are.
Mm.
She's like, I don't know. And he goes, think about it.
Think.
And then she goes, we're on Minusa, aren't we?
What?
How do you know that?
Yeah.
They conclude.
I don't know, Doc.
Yeah.
Mm.
Take one of these and see me in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. They conclude that she's probably still possessed by Kate O'Mara.
Yeah.
The Mara.
The Mara. So
the doctor gives her a hearing aid.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've seen this bloke from Earth called Morrissey.
It's like an iPod chunky.
Yeah. Oh, which is like a normal iPod, but it's got peanut butter in the middle.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh. So, Martin Clunes, meanwhile.
Oh. Yeah.
We cut to Martin Clunes.
Gorgeous Martin Clunes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, fat-lipped, unctuous, fat, wet, speckled lip of Martin Clunes glistening. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Mm. Oh,
AKA.
Odd looking fellow.
Gary from Men Behaving Badly.
Yeah.
Because that is Doctor Who, isn't it? Because Harry Enfield regenerates into Neil Morrissey.
Yes. That's right. Yes, yeah. It's all canon.
He goes to Australia, doesn't he?
Is that right?
Dermot. What happens?
Dermot goes to Australia.
Ah.
So he's Tony turns up.
Mm.
Right. The first Tony series was bad.
Was it?
Yeah. That's fine. Anyway, so Martin Clunes considers a snake statue and chats with his mum and tells her he's bored.
Yeah.
Oh, he's really good at, I'm so terminally bored.
Because Minusa is preparing to celebrate a festival, celebrating the banishment of the Mara, which is, you know, quite a timely appearance of the Mara
it's
turning
right
up.
Time to turn up, isn't it?
The irony of it.
By the way, when the TARDIS does turn up, no materialisation.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's right.
You just see it under an arc.
Yeah, I've got that written down.
Livid.
But his mother tells him about the past, about the Mara. She talks about half-naked people eating berries and playing with snakes.
Yeah. He's like, yawn, mother, yawn.
Oh.
And she says that her father was called the Federator.
The Federator.
The Federator was in costume. Can you imagine such a thing?
Yeah, imagine the madness of it all.
He had to drink a glass of water. Can you imagine your father drinking a glass of water?
He had to sit down and then stand up at one point. Can you imagine it?
His first name was Roger. He won Wimbledon quite a few times.
This must be a terribly dull planet to live on.
There's nothing going on.
Well, they're so... Yeah, they're so louched and they're so decadent and they've lost all interest. Yeah. And there's a real...
There's nothing going on.
No.
There ain't nothing going on. What they need is a little whorehouse.
Yeah.
A little whorehouse in...
Best little whorehouse in Minusa.
Yeah.
Minusa's got a whorehouse in it.
I like snakes and desert rain. Sneaking around with Mara. Amberl appears. He doesn't appear. He walks into the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's the sort of resident archaeologist.
He's like Dr. Fussy.
I love this actor, and he's good. I've seen him in something, and I looked it up, and I couldn't place him in anything.
Oh, really?
But he's great.
He's really good at this.
He talks about the statue of the snake for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the doctor has hypnotized Tegan.
Yes. Right,
and is talking to her about going in a garden.
Yep.
I'm 6 years old, silly.
Really?
I'm not going in Nyssa's garden again, Doctor. Shh.
Silly?
The snake mouth cave again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The doctor tells her she should go in.
Mm.
And she shouts, go away.
By the way, as a kid, first time I saw that, absolutely shat myself.
Shut yourself.
Yeah.
It's a bit exorcist-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
Properly
scary. And then that horrible wow of the...
It's like she's done Cher, isn't it? You believe
in the madness.
No matter who it
be. You
the madness. Now,
guys, I am a passing record producer. And I just want to say, you two have got talent. I want to give you a 6-album deal.
I'm a passing record producer.
I'm the president.
Hello.
Of music.
Oh, I'm Lord Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
You fellows.
That happened in an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Did it?
They were playing in their band.
Yeah.
Their band was called like California Dreams, I think.
Right.
And they were playing in their garage, I think. And literally a guy came to the window and went, I'm a record producer. Just happened to be passing.
I'm a big 80s producer.
If I remember rightly, he was only interested in exploiting the ladies.
Oh no. Heaven's
Let's change your costumes. But we like how we dress. Nah, this will sell better.
Oh,
big fucking titties. Anyway.
Oh, Bayside. Hey, really. Oh,
mate, can you believe it, mate? The doctor suggests they find the cave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Jesus, no, it's the last place I want to go.
And then he turns on the hearing aid machine, which just makes her say nothing.
Yeah.
Should have thought of that bloody earlier, man.
It's to block out the Mara's influence. Yeah. Influence.
So she sees literally like a tunnel vision.
Uh-huh.
Like she's a Dalek.
Oh, yeah.
Same vision of a Dalek.
Yeah.
She's just close one eye.
And they arrive at the market, and I've written here with, in capitals, for your benefit, Paul, with no materialization.
Yeah.
It's lazy.
I've written enough is enough.
Yeah. I think we should cancel it.
Yeah.
But it's all hidden, isn't it? Behind some, like,
hidden behind, rug. Behind an arch.
Behind a rug.
Meanwhile, Clunes, his mum and Ambril go to the cave as well to look around the cave system.
They have, like, one of those really boring tour, like, historical tours where everyone's, like, half listening going, can we just get to the cafe?
Yeah.
Get to the cafe. It's all, and over here is the skull of father and all that. And they're like, oh, shut up.
Boring.
He's bored, isn't he?
And he says, do you reckon the Mara will ever come back? And Ambril's like, no.
They were silly, they're a myth. Absolute stuff and nonsense.
Though that we hear that his predecessor, Dojin.
Dojin.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, I'm burping now.
Burping.
Was a believer.
Yeah.
But Ambril only believes in science.
Yes.
Hey, where was he in COVID, huh?
Hey.
Probably chasing a snake.
Yeah.
There was a space for a great crystal in the cave, but it was removed.
Yes.
But Ambril has it.
That's good. He's keeping it safe.
Keeping it safe.
Yeah.
Well, he likes his treasures, doesn't he? Likes his artifacts.
He does.
And things. Loves all that stuff.
Makes you think, is he in it for the science and the history, or is he in it for the
bits and
fortune and glory, kid?
Yeah. Exactly.
Fortune and glory.
It belongs in a museum or just a bit of.
So do you.
Because there's a lovely bit where Clunesy tosses the snake, pardon the expression, over to him, like casually, ooh, catch.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Love
that's the first example of behaving badly.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, has Neil Morrissey ever done a Doctor Who?
Oh, good question.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think he has.
Has Leslie Ash?
No.
Has Caroline Quinnan?
She should have, but no.
She should have been the Doctor.
Yeah, she could have been the Doctor.
Oh, she would have been great Doctor.
Yeah.
Great Doctor.
Yeah.
But she was
sorry
Jonathan
if any of them have, and I've forgotten. But I don't think they have. I think I'm racking my brain.
So Martin Clunes is representing
the
MB.
He is. Yeah.
MBB.
Yeah.
I don't know why I pulled that face. So Tegan, Nyssa, and the Doctor find the cave from her dream.
Yeah.
And so the Doctor then goes, wait here with Tegan, Nyssa, wait with Tegan and look after her.
Yeah.
So then the Doctor wanders about and hears Clunes and the Queen and Ambril having a chat. And then they're again talking about how the Mara could it return. No.
Yeah.
And the Doctor just barges in and goes, I wouldn't be so sure about that. Yeah. Hang on, who are you?
Who are you? I've been in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a locksmith and I'm a locksmith.
Yeah. he says it still exists as a latent force in the mind of his companion.
Yeah.
And they're like, who's your companion? Who are you?
And yeah.
Clunes goes, all right then. Calls his bluff, says, let me go and speak to her then.
And so, certainly.
But then they get there and Tegan's run off.
Yeah, because she's
got spooked by a snake seller.
Sorry, she ran away.
He's like,
hey, doing the best, Nick.
Doing the best of Dirty Manus and postcards.
My favourite man from Carol Abroad.
Yeah, I'm my postcard.
And then laughs when they see them.
It's probably pictures of the aliens with three Wilsons.
So Clunes gets there and he's absolutely livid.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
You've wasted my time,
Doctor. We're talking about to walk 4 seconds.
Oh, we should also mention that before they got to the caves, there was like a fairground barker man who's got a hall of mirrors. He'll become not important.
Who's played by Tom Crowley.
Yes, played by Tom Crowley.
Yeah.
A weird toy snake salesman makes him run away. And Clunes is livid that she's not there, but he lets them go because he can't be arsed with it. He's like, just go away. So Tegan, meanwhile, is wandering about in the village and she passes out.
She does.
Because she removes her hearing aid.
Yeah.
And a fortune teller brings her into her fortune teller shop.
Yes. Who looks a bit like an Exelon. She's got, like, because the one she's wearing, she sort of doesn't have much definition between sort of the top of her head
cloth
and her shoulders.
Skin.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
within moments, she's under control of the Mara. And then says to the fortune teller, "Hey, have a look at that ball now."
Yeah. The fortune teller says, "I'd make it up, you know. Just trying to make a shekel.
Have a look in the ball now." And she looks in. Bloody snake skeleton head.
It's a snake skeleton skull head thing.
And then it explodes.
And she goes,
"Ah!"
And then, meow. End of episode one.
So
good.
Yeah.
Tigers of the Mara.
Oh, they should have sung what happened at the end of episode. Mm. Good, wasn't it?
And so, like in the Gunslingers.
Yeah.
Gunslingers. Gunfighters.
Oh, there's snakes in the brain and there's snakes on the hull.
Soothsayers mental on a planet in the soul.
Martin Clunes is behaving quite admirably.
He'll be behaving badly later, yes sirree.
And the start on ITV.
There you go. Make it happen.
Doctor needs a haircut. That much is for sure.
Oh yeah, we need to talk about that. We've got a little bit of pocket of time here.
Yeah.
Davison's hair in this is wildly out of control.
It's very long, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Very long, like a hippie has.
Looks
that.
Like a fucking hippie.
Looks
yeah.
like a hippie.
Why did it? It's looked longer. I mean, the sad
I think
thing
it's
is,
longer.
His hair was best in Androzani. He finally got it
yes,
right, and then
yeah. last episode.
Yeah,
because he's a very handsome man.
So handsome, but still is
the hair. Yeah, he still man. Is. If you're listening, Peter.
Yeah.
Probably owe you money now. but yeah, the hair's wild. I mean, it was 1984. I guess
I quite like it. Mm. Don't get me wrong. He's quite Richard Clayderman.
What doesn't help is he's got the long cricket coat. He's got the long trousers.
Everything's long.
Even the hair.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Should be short hair.
Got you.
Should be prim and proper.
Got you. Like a skinhead.
Buzz cut.
Not a skinhead.
Yeah, nice. Hey, fucking Mara.
Hey, you fucking Mara. Don't you come around here making fucking threats, like.
Hey, don't. Mara, give us a job.
Hey, Mara, I can do that. Give us a job. I'll get in that crystal Mara. Ball. Doctor, stop putting the crystal ball on, sitting on it. Anyway, the Doctor and Nyssa, and my spell check's changed her name to Nissen.
Nissen.
Nissa Micro. He says, oh, no, good idea. Let's split up.
Yeah.
You go and find Tegan,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to go and talk to the Ambril man.
Yeah, going to his house, man. Which is, I think, a Top of the Pop studio, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. It's the house with the spiral staircase.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So Nyssa finds Tegan in the market.
Mm.
Yeah.
She seems fine.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm absolutely fine now.
And then
I'm
she fine. Cries. Oh,
I'm not fine now.
And runs off.
Yeah. Nyssa's like, this is not Mel Torme.
No, this is not Mel Torme.
This is not Mel Torme.
And this is déjà vu. Have we met somewhere before, monsieur? the Doctor goes to see Ambril and Adrian from Bread.
Finally, now, Adrian from Bread.
I've got a question.
Go on.
The character of Adrian from Bread.
Yeah.
Does he have an elderly relative? And if so, do you think they have had any kind of dessert?
I'm not sure. I just consult the records. Oh, it says here that I haven't done my board. I wasn't one of the best.
I wrote down, I haven't had my snake dance.
Oh, very good.
I haven't done my snake dance. Oh, no. You want to see my snake dance? No, I do not, Grandpa.
Shifty, stormy, bloody snake.
She is a Mara.
Very good. Yeah. So he goes to see the Doctor and Andrew from Bread. No, sorry, Ambril.
I quite good. Like him in this.
He's great.
Really good
great.
Part.
I think he's, if you look him up, Jonathan Morris, I think it's his name. His Wikipedia is clearly written by him. they show him a big hat with five faces.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they say that they tell him about the legend of the Mara and how it will turn in a dream to take power over men in a great crystal. And the Doctor's like, well... Mm-hmm. That's sort of happening.
Hello.
Yeah,
but they refuse to believe him.
Well, it's hard to talk about the five faces because there's only four. Oh. Put it on, you prick.
Yeah. Well, and then the Doctor says,
pretty obvious, isn't it?
And then he says, the sixth face of delusion is the wearer's own.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's like, all right.
And the Ambrose's like, get the fuck out of my office.
He's like, look at these pants that they've made. And there's only, it's called the three wangs of delusion. And there's only two wangs on the pants. Isn't that strange? And then Pete Stace is like, put them on. He goes, and then they'll pop out the...
Come on, pop it out the little front bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop it out the front bit. There you go. And smashes it with a hammer. Runs away. Bit rum.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, my helmet. By the way, helmet doesn't get used enough anymore. He knows.
My helmet. End of episode.
I help you. Yeah, but
You're absolutely right. Helmet.
It's a dead language.
Yeah.
Latin.
Yeah. And Latin helmet. And helmet. Should be taught in schools, both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gone the way of white dog poo. Yeah.
Helmet.
Yeah. We should call people helmet head at school.
Get your helmet.
Shut up, helmet. Yeah, yeah.
Helmet.
You helmet.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Anyway, Adrian from Bread stops the Doctor as he's run off.
Yeah.
And gives him a small blue crystal called the Little Mind's Eye, which he says is used by the Snake Dancers, who are a mystical cult who do ceremonies to repel the Mara.
Yeah, even though they don't believe in it.
And the Doctor says, "What did you say?" And then adjusts his hearing aid, goes, "Oh, mystical cults. Oh, okay." And then, yeah. But...
So Tegan goes into the Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah.
Because, in obviously, as we know from Kinder, that worked to get rid of the Mara, didn't it?
It did, because they got
trapped it.
Dickhead from
that's right.
From Bottom. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. But the Mara informs her that that's like, if it's walled in, but this is just a long corridor, so that's not
so going to help.
So the Hall of Mirrors Barker fella witnesses her talking shit to herself. In the
He's like, we could make money.
Meanwhile, the Doctor realises the small crystal and its large counterpart, the Great Mind's Eye, can be used as sort of the mental energy that can turn thought into matter.
Yeah.
So this is how he reckons that they all come back via these crystals.
Via crystals, yeah.
But Martin Clunes is visited by the showman.
Yes.
And he says... you've been summoned.
Was it me summoned?
Me summoned. This'll be funny, he says.
I'm not accustomed to being summoned.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, go on then.
Oh.
He's going to go and meet George and Anthea from the lock, the security office.
Clunes' his character is like one of those, oh, I need to go to the toilet. I suppose I should go.
One.
Casey just shits himself. I should have gone to the toilet.
Oh,
to do
I suppose
it.
One must go to the toilet.
Oh, one must now have a bath, I suppose.
He goes to the Hall of Mirrors and he shakes hands with Tegan and then goes,
"Shit!"
And then laughs at himself in the mirrors. Well, they are very funny. Because he'd have big ears.
He would.
Yeah.
And the other one would have little ears.
Imagine, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? He walks in and goes, look at this crazy, zany
mirror. Yeah, look at your face in the mirror. Yeah. Oh, it's a normal mirror.
It's just
sorry, Martin, sorry.
Do you think Martin Clunes has got that kind of Dorian Gray thing that in his attic there's a picture of a normal-looking man?
Partially proportioned.
I feel the need to, as always, with whenever Martin Clunes comes up, to point out, if you go on YouTube and look up when Julian Clary talks about fisting Norman the Mons at the Comedy Awards, they cut to
Clunes
having the best night of his life. He is laughing more than any man has ever laughed in his life. He's having a great time.
I absolutely, honestly, adore Martin Clunes.
Same.
He's incredible. Mm. He's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
To the point where, during a tricky lockdown, I got back into watching all of Men Behaving Badly.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And by the end of it, I wanted to be his friend in real life. I was like, is there any way I can be his friend?
He's just good, isn't he?
He's so good.
Even that doc thing he does, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Don't watch ITV personally. I'm a snob. But he's wonderful in it.
Sigourney Weaver was in that.
What?
In Doc Martin. She appears in an episode of Doc Martin.
Oh my God. Well, does Emu impregnate her?
Get off her, you bitch.
You evil minute. No, it's, I think, there's an actress in it. I can't remember her name. Someone will say.
Yeah.
who apparently is known to Sigourney Weaver for like since they were teenagers.
Oh, okay.
And so she was visiting her, and then said, she just said, "Do you want to be in it?" And she was like, "Yes."
Yeah. Wow,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So did she come in with like a problem?
I think she's like a she's playing like a tourist in town who's got a blue waffle. Oh,
oh dear.
Happy Christmas, VT.
So that's the end of episode two, isn't it? The big, she's got cherries for eyes.
No, not yet. Well, yeah. Well, but the doctor tries to warn everyone that the Mara has returned.
That's right.
But he's removed from court and put in jail to stop him from ruining the ceremony because he sounds mad.
Yeah.
But Tegan and Clunes go to the cave from her dream.
That's right.
Look at the showman who's like, what's all this about? And they've both got red eyes and they swap voices.
They swap voices.
That's fun.
That really deep. Scary.
By the way, little fact, do you know who the showman is married to?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Claire Short.
Claire Short. It is Elizabeth Sladen.
Oh no!
Yeah, and he appears in Doctor Who. He appears again as a tramp who the Doctor steals his coat from in Deep Breath. He's in that as well. Yeah,
isn't was that the first Capaldi episode?
There you go.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Hang on, the first Capaldi ones that were the dinosaur in London.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Oh God!
At least he didn't sing.
True.
I love it all.
Anyway.
He's such a corporate man.
I love it. I love it. I love both of those. I saw that one in the cinema with Tom Bell.
Did you?
So there you go.
What, the deep breath?
Deep breath.
Okay.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes and the detectives.
We love it all.
We love it all.
Yeah, listen, I've watched every single episode of everything.
Especially now they're owned by Disney. We love it. If you want to get in touch, Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll
give me some money, bitches.
Hey, but I can now draw my own Steamboat Willy.
Exactly.
They can't touch me.
I'm going to draw it so he is a Willy. He's whistling out of the top.
Steam done that
coming
yet.
Out.
Yeah.
Of his helmet.
Of his helmet. Thank you, Paul. I mean, I can always rely on you.
Yes. Anyway, episode three.
Mickey Mouse meets Mike Greg sex. That was great sex, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you for the rimming.
So, Tegan sends Clunes back to the palace to go and grab the crystal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Adrian from Bread tells the doctor about Dojin in his jail cell.
Mm.
And he says, called Lon? No,
yeah, that's Clunes. That's
Clunes is Lon.
Lon.
Yeah, it's called Lon.
Lon Chaney.
Lon John Silver. Lon Chaney's better. Thanks, Tom.
So when he's in jail, when he puts them in jail, he's Lon Chaney.
We're Lon. No, what am I doing? Yeah, the crystal's safe, he says.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello.
Don't worry about it. So Clunes goes home with an antique he found at the market. Yes. Oh, it's just a little thing I saw.
Oh.
Little nothing, mother. What's that you've got behind your back?
Nothing, mother.
Nothing, mother. Nothing, mother.
I like the way, because his hands are going funny, he starts wearing those kind of like the gloves people that handle hawks wear.
Yes.
I like it. It's a good
hawk
look.
Gloves. Yes. Yeah, they should come back.
They should.
I'd wear them.
With those in helmets back, please.
Well, a hawk helmet.
Men walking around showing their helmets with hawkers' gloves on, please.
The hawkers do put helmets on the hawks, don't they?
That is true.
Yeah. Is that a helmet? It's not really a helmet, is it?
What is it?
It's like a bonnet.
It's a little bonnet, but it covers their eyes.
It does.
Well, that's all birds.
What's
like
the point of that? Is it because they're scared?
They calm down when they camp. Nothing's in the
I'd
periphery.
Get more angry if someone covered my eyes.
Yeah, but you don't sit in a cage eating cuttlebone.
How do you know?
Actually, you do.
I do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you do. Damn.
Don't you presume I don't.
Makes a prez out of you and me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Makes a hawk. So Adrian from Bread goes to speak to Ambrill.
Yeah.
About how the doctor could be right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think something's afoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ambrill says, don't be so ridiculous.
That was all pathetic.
And he says, look, here's a book that Jojen you love so much wrote. It's bollocks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it a book of poetry?
It's a book of poetry.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I looked after my teeth. That's the first one.
The snake's in the cave again. Its movement's getting faster. Who put it there? You know who.
I've got a
another
girlfriend.
Another sorry bastard.
I've got a girlfriend. Her name is Tara. Oh, fucking hell. Look over there. It's the Mara.
There's a price on me head. I said it right. There's a price on me head. Who put it there? Adrian from Bread. A Tory bastard. So, Nyssa tries to free the Doctor.
Yes.
But can't.
No.
Adrian from Bread shows up to give the Doctor the Dojin book he stole, he took from Ambridge.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what? Have a look at the last entry.
Mm.
It's just a picture of a fanny.
Yeah, I did that.
It's a cock and balls. Oh, yeah.
Nyssa tries. Yeah, we can't do nothing that. Clunes, meanwhile, takes Ambril to the cave.
Mm.
Yes.
And he tells him the Doctor is looking for... Ambril tells him, oh, listen, everyone's asking about the crystal lately. Mm. And they go, oh, who else? And he goes, oh, that Doctor fellow.
Doctor fellow.
And then he goes, oh. Clunes goes, oh, we better kill him.
Best thing to do.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Nyssa is caught going through Ambril's desk by the Queen.
Oh,
yeah.
So she's brought to the cell next to the Doctor.
Handy. Yeah,
of course.
And Ambril, under duress, announces that the crystal will be put into place. He goes, yes, I think we've all decided that it's probably good for the ceremony if we put the crystal in place. You know, that thing we're doing to celebrate the Mara never coming back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should do the thing that makes it come back.
Yeah, and I don't believe in any of it. He's doing this, of course, purely out of greed.
Greed.
Because absolutely. He's
been shown treasure by Lon, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he says a lot more where that came from.
Manusen kind.
Mm.
Manusen cruel.
Manusen cruel.
Adrian from Bread's like, I'm not happy about this.
Yeah.
So while no one's looking, he pockets the keys to the jail cells.
Clever.
Very good. Very good.
Runs off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Clunes goes, what did he take? He took something. And so they all go. So Adrian from Bread releases the Doctor, and they're out in the corridor going, well, we've got to get to the cave and stop it. And then Clunes goes, I don't think you will be. Kill them.
Whoa.
Meow. So they're all dead.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The Queen goes, actually, don't do that.
Don't kill them.
Oh, yeah. No. We can't have death in the corridors, for heaven's sake.
What would the neighbours think? Jim Robinson, what would you think? I think that'd be bloody awful. Yeah.
Madge, what do you think?
I think that'd be bloody awful.
Harold can't remember because he's...
Yeah.
Harold's now a postman.
Yeah. Playing the tuba.
Yeah. Clive James was in Neighbours as well, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the friends are neighbours and the neighbours are friends.
Every intro is that, and I adored every time he did it.
Well, the rich get poor and the poor are richly deserving.
We'll just do that. Love it.
So the Doctor escapes.
Yeah.
And Clues says to his mother, Mother, I've got a surprise for you. Now, we don't know what it is.
No.
Because we can't. Meanwhile, what I suggest was written down in the script as the great snake progresses through the town is a small plastic model of a snake being held by four burly men.
Yep.
It's proper been Stonehenge, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I said 4 foot. Clunes is given a ceremonial costume that looks like a CNA nursery room curtain.
It's one of those that always comes out when they used to do Angus Deaton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before they were famous.
He'd go, and now... Let's have a look at what Martin Clunes is wearing on Doctor Who. Everyone go, ha ha ha!
Ah, look at that idiot!
Fucking idiot!
Earning money! Fucking idiot!
That's all very well for you now, but in the past you looked rather foolish, didn't you? Right.
Yes,
and he'd
true.
Be like, well, in the story, he's not meant to. That's not like what he wears
no.
all the time in the story. It's meant to be
it's
like.
It's for a ceremony.
It's for a ceremony. And everyone's like, ah!
Ha ha! Yeah, idiot. Throw bricks at him.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Kill.
Yeah, kill him. Rip his arms off.
And
shit down his mouth.
Well, it's like Mussolini. It's
escalating.
There was chaos today in London after the transmission of After They Were Famous. Martin Clunes was hung from Nelson's collar.
Hung. Neil Morrison's
apparently,
head was found in Tesco.
Apparently for wearing a ceremonial dress in an old episode of the TV programme Doctor Who. The funeral will be next Wednesday. Yeah,
here's Nick Hancock in an advert from 1981.
Fucking chasing him with a Land Rover around London. I did it for money.
People just want different things in the past. No.
Angus bloody Dayton.
Yeah.
End of having got news for you. I hated the way you always ended them. It was always be like a statue of Lala for our winners. Fight for our winners.
Wasn't it always like?
No, it was always the opposite. So always
a
be
box
like,
of champagne for our winners and a champagne of box for our
exactly.
losers.
Yeah, a cup of tea for our winners and a tea of cups for our losers. What do you even mean?
No.
Stop it.
And that show was literally just finding, and it would be, yeah, people did stuff and yeah. people were younger. Mm. People were younger than they are now.
Graham Norton was assassinated today. Someone who watched before they were famous when he was doing a training video.
Hello, everyone. Hello. No, here is how to lift a box carefully. Yeah. Ah, fuck you, Graham Norton.
Fuck you, Gordon. Gordon. Kill him and his entire family. Yeah.
Oh, my God. John Lennon was on before they were famous. Anyway.
Hello, yeah. I'm a young man.
I believe that being young is for the young. Kill him! So the Doctor uses the little mind's eye to contract Ambril's predecessor, Dojin, who lives in sandy dunes beyond the city. It sounds like a casino.
It does. What's that?
Just spent all day cross-legged, didn't he? Just sat in the...
Fucking no band to this bloke. Just sits in the desert all day doing nothing. I bet he fucking stinks as well.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that guy?
It smells like a chimp's ball bag.
That guy, the dirtiest guy in the world. Have you ever seen a picture of him? Yeah.
Like him. The dirtiest man in the world.
Yeah, have you ever seen him?
As in,
No, he lives in a mud hut and he's just permanently, he's just like, he's Caucasian, well, he's like white, but he's like black, like soot.
Right.
He just never washes.
Is it David Walliams?
Yeah.
This is that, like a recent thing that you've seen.
Yeah, it's just on the internet. Just look up the dirtiest man in the world.
I'm not looking up dirtiest man in the world online.
I'm going to show you a picture of it.
Oh, no, police to be carrying me hard drive out. Yeah. Can't be looking that up. I want to see him now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Good morning. I didn't get where I am today without being the dirtiest man.
Oh, dirty prod.
Let's have a look. That's what I'm thinking of. Yes.
Right. Yeah,
he needs a wash, he does.
He needs a wash.
Yeah. Has anyone said you need a wash?
He says, I don't care.
Yeah. I'm not going to have one.
No.
No.
I am going to have a wash, but with mud.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming. Wash with more mud. And shit. Yeah.
Did a wee earlier.
Yeah.
Wash me hair with it.
Yeah. Don't wash hair, it washes itself after a while.
Mind you, he didn't have any hair.
No, so he did. He's
bald on top.
Oh, he's a bit bald on top, isn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Tell what I did yesterday. Did poo? Use it as mascara. Mascara, yeah.
Your beauty standards are
farted
very...
and used it as aftershave.
I'm not worried about smelling. Did you smell already?
I can't smell anything. Why? I removed my nose years ago. This is actually impacted turds that are shaped into a nose.
I've gamed the system.
Is it? No, I was lying. I'm dirty. Do you want to meet the Queen? She'll die if she meets.
Is that what Miller's trust? Hey.
Yeah.
She was dead in a different way with all her lies.
Yes. Is that dead inside.
Is that who the Brigadier had to take to meet the Queen when Tom Baker left?
Get me anyone else.
Yeah, it was him.
The world's dirtiest man.
We'll just say he's regenerated again. Why is he regenerated? You stinky shit, man.
Stinky shit.
Hi, stinky shit, man.
That's the same thing I've been talking. Think the needle, you need the stinky shit, man. God, you stink.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's my main thing. It's my USP.
Yeah.
I went in the green room. You offered me crisps and water. I drank the plant pot.
Yeah. So like, that green room wasn't great for long, was it?
I ate leaves off the plant and drank the soil.
ate all the cigarette butts.
What do you think about that? I think that's very smelly.
I think it's smelly and disgusting. Well, that's me.
Yeah. That's why I'm on the show.
Is
that's
that like Bill Grundy? Was that, I think you're all... very smelly men.
Go on, do then. Something else that's smelly.
Go on, be a bit more smelly. Nothing good. Smelly for.
Well, good gracious, really.
Well, I won't be seeing you again.
You dirty, I'm dirty.
I'm a dirty fucker.
Good gracious.
No, go on, be smelly again.
That finished his career. He got called Smell Grundy.
Yeah.
In the papers.
Yeah.
He did in the papers, yeah.
Disgusting.
He
got back from it.
Anyway.
So the old Dojin says, open your mind, Quaid. and gets him to get bitten by a poisonous snake. And this is like, are you sure this is all right? And he's like, yeah.
That snake is a slow worm, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, come on. It's a slow worm.
It bites him.
Mm.
And he's told by an old snake dancer that the Mara may only be defeated by finding a still point in his mind.
Mm.
Huh?
What?
You are?
You are?
Eh?
Awa? Murder? So they all go back to the city to try and prevent the ceremony.
Mm. Yes.
By getting the great mind's eye.
Oh, my father.
I can still see it now.
My great mind's eye.
So the it's written here, the festivities are at their peak.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a procession with that embarrassing snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they then go into the cave and start having a ceremony. Mm. And Clunes plays the role of his ancestor, the Federator.
Yes.
Well, lovely costume he has to wear.
Mm.
Yeah. In rejecting the Mara, after a series of verbal challenges, he seizes the crystal and puts it in the right place. And then he goes all like he's been in the fucking main reactor at Chernobyl. It's bright red.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he'd just done a little Tommy Stinker in front of the Queen.
Not again. First that man, now Clunes. You know, everyone says the Queen thinks everywhere smells of new paint.
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, because everywhere they always paint.
They always paint when she arrives. Like now she thinks it just smells of horrible guffs everywhere because that's all she's met.
It smells of fat. Yeah.
This smells like it's been put up by an Indian. That's what Prince Philip would have
Prince
said.
Prince Philip.
Yeah, Philip.
I tell you, he wouldn't say that. Hmm? King Prince Charles wouldn't say that, would he?
No,
he's better.
That is his name.
King Prince Charles.
You got my sausage.
Does anyone drop their guts?
My sausage fingers.
That needs to be brought back as well.
What? Drop their guts.
Drop the guts.
Camilla, have you dropped your guts?
I can smell it on my helmet. Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, dead.
Oh, no.
You're prod.
So, yeah. Tegan and Dugdale arrive. I'm assuming he's the mirror man.
They must be.
I wrote his name down, but I can't remember his. And she displays the Mara mark on her arm, which is now turning into an inflatable snake.
Oh, no.
Into a massive inflatable snake.
Yeah. Yeah. So with the crystal in place, the Mara is able to create itself in the cave and it turns into a giant. I think it's a pretty good looking snake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Got no complaints.
No. Yeah. So however, the doctor gets there in time and refuses to look at the snake or recognize its evil.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he goes to his still place.
Yep.
Which he finds through a mental commune with Dojin via the little mind's eye.
Such a load of old hum.
So shit. What awful... Because like the Kinder one's pretty cool, isn't it? With the mirrors and everything. This is just like a load of old hippie shit, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Still scared me though as a kid.
Yeah, terrifying.
So the resistance interrupts the manifestation of the Mara, and its three slaves are freed. So Clunes, Tegan, and the Barker man.
Yeah.
And the snake itself dies and rots.
Yay!
Yeah, with green, pink custard coming out of his mouth.
And then the doctor sort of cuddles Tegan, and then he says, the Mara has at last been destroyed.
Mm.
Speaking a bit too soon. Saw that last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never came back though, did it?
No.
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 So maybe it has. Maybe it has this time.
Tomorrow, I'll kill you. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's another snake. Oh,
lovely.
Beautiful.
Goodbye, Mara.
Got that.
So that's the end of Snake Dance.
Yay!
Yeah. I really like it though.
What are we scoring out of?
Oh.
Well,
Dirty Men.
Dirty
Smelly
Men.
Old Men.
Smelly
dirty
old men.
Old men. Yeah. Fart in the Queen's mouth.
Good luck looking up later on why we scored this and going, what?
I think all of them are they've done this.
Right, yeah. I shall go first.
Yes, you must.
Men.
I would say that I enjoyed this greatly.
Mm-hmm.
It really belies its era because most of the Davison ones feel a bit crap.
Mm-hmm.
But this one feels a bit classy and a bit good and interesting. Mm. And I was with it all the way. And Clunes just elevates it.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's the cream on top of a lovely bun with a couple of nice cherries. That's his ears. love you, man. So I'm going to give it a very good... I'm going to give it 70.
Whoa!
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I think what I like about this is all the sound in it. The screaming Mara, all that stuff is really frightening. And when I rewatched it, I felt a bit frightened again because I remembered how I felt when I first saw it.
Mm.
It's not as good as Snake Dance, but I like it. Rollicks along. It's really nice. It's just, if you overthink it, it's just baffling and silly. Like how he defeats it. But that's often standard Doctor Who anyway.
Yeah.
But I just, there's something about it I really like. I think Clunes is brilliant.
Yeah.
I think they're all really good in this. It's really nice having. Well, Nyssa does nothing again. Mm. Unfortunately, that's not her fault. There, it's just really good fun. I just was fucking told it's materialized. God damn it!
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give it 75 dirty, filthy old men
in front of the Queen.
Yeah,
who farts in the Queen's mouth.
Tom,
I love this. I think all of the characters are so vivid. You know, immediately you start and you go, the Federator's son is born. Mm. You're like, I know who all these characters are. Yeah. The world feels very realised. It's all sort of mainly set on a studio, but like you do get the idea that it sort of exists somewhere. And I love all the performances. And I think it's a sequel. It's a fun, it's very rare you get like Classic Who sequel. So I'm going to go high and deep at 85. Which means 230 smelly, stinking old men who've done a duff on the Queen.
Errol!
Errol, I'm a dirty old man.
Oh, that's very good.
You really are a disgusting, dirty old man. Oh, you are a dirty old
man. So, correspondence, Ben Thomas says, there may be Mara ahead, but while there's Minusa and Tegan and a serpentine trance, let's face the music, Snake Dance. That's very good.
Very good. Commendable.
Colour Horizon Review says, Snake Dance, from the way Nyssa is showing off her new dress to impress the Doctor. Oh, it's clear he's getting the poor girl wetter than a bank holiday in
Wales. Oh, no.
Colour Horizon Review. Twice you've done this.
Listen, this filth, this tirade of filth must end.
Yes.
Yeah.
We occasionally talk about Wilson's.
And helmets.
And helmets.
And that's as far as we go.
Yeah,
please. Bobby Peru says, Snake Dance, actors behaving badly.
Oh, no,
he says actors acting badly. Which
no!
Is,
no, you're wrong.
Bobby Peru.
What the fuck is wrong with our correspondent?
Andrew F. says, I think I might prefer this to the highly praised Kinder.
Mm.
Would recommend the featurette on the Season 20 Blu-ray where Janet Fielding interviews Martin Clunes about working on this one. One of the highlights of a great box set.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk about it. I just want to mention it. The snake tattoo looks beautiful.
Yeah.
It does.
Very
look
cool.
Like it's drawn on hastily.
No.
It looks really lovely.
Jonathan Roberts says, some great fighting in... great lighting in scenes like the Hall of Mirrors or the Clairvoyant's Tent. Mm. Colour, nuance, etc. But everywhere else, it's that classic 80s style of all the lights being on.
Yeah.
It's like being in the blast scene of Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Gavin Newkin says, yes, the outfit is bonkers, but Clunes puts in a hell of a performance. Not quite as good as Kinder, but still a joy to watch.
Yeah.
Plus, Nyssa doesn't sleep through it. 85, Snake Venom trips out of 100.
There
so
you go.
Same as you. Jonathan Roberts says, to be honest, the more I see of 80s Who, the more I'm surprised it wasn't cancelled earlier.
Oh.
Al Knapp says, a sequel to Kinder, not quite as good as some, but some fun to be had. Evil Tegan is always good value, as is Martin Clunes. Oh, we should mention that Janet Fielding's very good in this.
Oh, she's brilliant.
She's great.
Yeah,
she's really brilliant, silly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really good
ripper,
in this,
mate.
Silly.
Martin Clunes is great. Apparently, the costume department was...
On strike,
hence the mix-up where Lon is clearly wearing Tegan's new outfit. 75 snake tats out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
Clive hyphen Lewis says, as Darrow would say, mammals staying very still. I remember buying this from a VHS bargain bin for $2.99, but I think I overpaid. Best things are Randy Tegan, hello Bert, and the fortune teller, who must have seen Annie's big book of clunge in her crystal ball, 20 out of 100 penis snakes.
Ooh.
Richard Tingley says, Martin Clunes is good, it's got a good bloke from Bread in it, it's got a curtain that goes ching when you walk through it, that's it. It's mainly awful and dull. I really struggled to pay attention to it. One drawn-on tattoo out of 10.
What?
Chris Lim says, remembered for all the wrong reasons by before the were famous TV shows. Ha ha, look, Clunes is young. Well, I think we've covered that.
Yeah.
Was that Chris Lim?
Yes.
That'll be Roger Lim's son.
Oh.
And Jeremy Lim's brother.
Oh.
Who I know very well.
Hello,
Hi, Chris.
Chris.
He lives in Brighton, near you.
Roger didn't score this one, did he?
No,
this wasn't one of his.
This is my favourite Davison after Androzani. Mm. Despite its studio-bound nature, Minusa feels well-realised and I enjoyed the performances of all the guest cast. Fun fact, Doug Dale actor Brian Miller was married to Liz Sladen went on to appear with Capaldi in Deep Breath as the tramp who Doctor mugged for his smelly coat.
But it's full circle with the smelly.
Smelliest man in the world. And finally, Watcher 1963 says, the one everyone seems to like, but I don't.
No.
I always imagined when you three finished podcasting, you would walk off into the hills like Dogen.
Oh.
36 faces out of delusion out of 100.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much, as per usual, for your wonderful correspondence.
Wonderful. Try and keep the filth to a minimum.
Please. This is a children's show, after all. Please. But it's nice having you at the hearth, joining us at the
hearth. Oh, lovely.
As we recount wonderful episodes. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be on before they were famous and everyone can laugh at you.
Yes.
Until next time, yeah, keep wheezing and groaning, but keep joining the Patreon. Not joining, enjoying the Patreon.
Yes, indeed.
More to come this year. Yes,
it's only just the beginning of January.
Yeah.
So much more to come.
So much more to come.
Yeah.
In the meantime, take care. See you soon. Goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
And it's goodbye, Tara.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.